Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4300.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
The person would definitely be my mom. She pretty much raised three kids, me and my brothers, pretty much on her own and put us all through school. And, you know, she worked that whole time as well, like 7 days a week. So it was a very positive influence because, you know, she's very independent and just led greatly by example.
What do you aspire to be?
Eventually I aspire to be a husband and potentially a business owner. Someone who's independent and that can take care of things.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
It's a pretty selfish question, but I would describe myself as a very honest person, very trustworthy. A lot of people, a lot of friends of mine would come and ask me for advice because, you know, they know that I would give them what they need to know, not what they want to hear.
What types of things make you happy?
Pretty simple. Good food, good friends, good family. Just being around people that I care about and enjoying things and enjoying spending time with them.
What types of things make you sad?
Sad, things that make me sad would obviously be just maybe passings of friends or relatives or something disappointing, whether it's related to work or family. I guess that's what would make me sad.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I was born in a third world country, so very underprivileged, very impoverished, and definitely made me, living in America, definitely made me a little bit spoiled, I'll say that for starters, but it made me, I guess, not take things for granted. I know that's very cliche, but that's just the way it is.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I would say a distinctive quality I have is I'm always punctual. And that goes from whether I'm coming in here, I'm always early, as you guys probably seen. And for work, for school, I'm always, you know, it's better early than late, or even like being on time. I don't even try to do that. I'll come early. I'll sit in my car. I'll walk around wherever I am just to be ready for what's ahead.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I mean, there's a lot of qualities someone can have, but for me, it would be honesty and confidence in what they're doing and what they're saying, and, you know, just backing that up. But going back to the honesty part, you know, anyone that's trustworthy will always, you know, have a lot of people around them because, you know, that's what you want to feed off on.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
Well, I like myself a lot, so I like a lot of qualities. Like I said earlier, like punctuality and honesty, those are what I like best in myself. As far as what I like least, I think everybody has a little bit of this, but every now and then we probably lose our cool or lose our heads, whether it's in traffic or just dealing with daily stressors of life. I'm sure, you know, at the end of the day, when we look back on earlier in the day, we wish we handled the situation differently, or we wish we didn't say something a certain way to somebody. So that's something that could be worked on.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
I come from a very traditional family, so just cultural norms, whether it's you know, having that distinct time where everyone's at home eating dinner together, you know, just the cohesiveness of a family environment. That's the main one, I guess.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
My family's all over the place, so when we do get together, we enjoy it. We there's always a potluck type of situation going on. Everyone's bringing different dishes and getting together, telling stories of old times, playing games, whether it's card games and things of that nature. So we have a little variety of different things that we do together, but it's because it's, you know, nowadays it's rare to get together like that. We try to have our most fun we can have.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I've never been a person that thought, like, presents or, I guess, anything given to me was, I don't know, I guess I wasn't very superficial, but the best presents that would ever given to me is probably just the appearance of you know, certain friends or certain families, or a good, you know, a good showing to where they, you know, I know people appreciated me for who I am and wanted to be around me. So that's, I guess, I don't know, that's considered a present, but that's the best, like, the best result I could have as far as anyone giving me something for their birthday, just their presence.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
When I was younger, I was very fortunate to have a diverse group of friends, and we did diverse groups of activities. I was very, very active, and I did play a lot of sports. Pretty much all the major sports out there you can name, I tried to excel at each of them, and, you know, to this day, I'm pretty good at pretty much a wide variety of athletics. So I definitely enjoy being active and playing sports as a kid, and even now.
What types of books do you enjoy?
I'll be honest, I'm not a big book reader. As a child, I read just silly books like Calvin and Hobbes and things of that nature. What I do read is more or less current events, whether it's magazines or newspapers, just to keep me up with the times. So that's pretty much what I read.
What is your favorite word and why?
There's a lot of favorite words. I guess freedom would be one of them. Just freedom of roam, freedom of speech, freedom to, you know, spend your Fridays however you want to spend them, after work or school or what have you. So that would be one of my favorite words.
What types of sports do you like to watch?
Like I said earlier in a previous question, I was raised on different diverse sports, so pretty much all of them, from tennis, basketball, football, hockey, golf, all the major ones. I don't discriminate. I've literally played all of them, and I enjoy all of them.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
Hobbies include, obviously, the active lifestyle, athletics. I also like to get together with friends, and whatever it is on the weekends we want to do, whether it's visiting a park, going to the lake, pool, going out, and, you know, downtown, movies. So just pretty much what the normal social atmosphere that teenagers get into nowadays. You know, I still do it at this age.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I think I'm kind of creative in the fact that more in a spontaneous way, whether it's solving situations at work or things of that nature. Probably because it's not planned, it's just something that you just have to come up with on the fly. And a lot of people are better at, you know, planning things days or months in advance, whereas, you know, I can be on the spot about that.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Not really. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I am from, I have Asian heritage, so I do get, I don't know if it's accurate, it's probably more of like stereotype, but like, you know, the typical, whatever, Bruce Lee or other Asian celebrities or famous people in the past.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
I will go pretty far back. Achievement, in third grade, I believe I was either the winner or tied for the winner of our spelling bee. And I was pretty proud of that because anytime you're at the top of the class at anything, you're pretty proud of. And getting to perform in front of a crowd, which I'm generally pretty nervous, like speaking in front of, not in front of public, but speaking in front of a large audience where I'm the solo person speaking. So, but in that sense, since it was spelling bee, I wasn't really like speaking or giving anything detailed. It was more just answering the question. So I was able to be more focused and not let the nerves get to me. And I think that helps me and, you know, in my future endeavors, or as when I got older, I was more comfortable with, you know, dealing with groups of large audiences.
Choose a prominent person, either living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I would say probably the two brothers that found Google, because that's part of like everyday life nowadays, and maybe pick their brains and see, you know, how was life as a student, and then how was life as you guys suddenly hit, you know, fame and made a big influence on the world and also acquired a lot of money. How would you guys deal with it? What kept you, I guess, grounded?
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
There are a lot of risks I take. Let's go with just a simple one of just being involved in athletics and playing a lot of sports that I play. There's a lot of risk involved in injuries and things of that nature. And I do recall in college a lot just going to our school gym and playing basketball and just playing my hardest. And lots of times getting injured, and looking back on it, you know, the moment that I got injured, or sprained an ankle, you know, I was very regretful. I said this and that. I shouldn't have even played that night, or things like that. But looking back on it, I think, you know, just going out, being social, getting exercise, you know, being fit, I think it was still the right thing to do, even though, you know, you can't predict if you get hurt or something like that.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
Not very big into art, but let's go with music. I was a big fan of a song from a group called Coldplay, and a long time ago I watched one of their videos called The Scientists, and it was a video that portrayed everything in reverse and to a scene of an accident. And it was very emotional. It was very intellectually put together, and it was very, it hit a lot of, I guess, nerves and brain cells, and, you know, makes you think of just how precious life could be. So that would be a piece of music that influenced challenged me to think a different way.
Where would you like to be the most?
Where would I like to be the most? I like to be outdoors, given that it's not 100 degrees outside. But I like nature. I like being out with the wind or around water or just hanging out with friends and just enjoying life and your time away from the other, stressors of life. Just having fun.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
Right now, I don't have anyone in my life, so I wouldn't prefer to be with anyone. I'm working on things, figuring out where I want to be and my next step as far as my career. So to me right now, I do want to be by myself and individually, just because it wouldn't be fair to be with somebody and not be able to focus fully on them when you're still focusing on yourself and trying to improve yourself.
What is your approach to life?
My approach to life is always very typical, saying, don't worry, be happy. Just enjoying it, and we don't know how long we're all going to be here, and just living in the moment, and doing the best you can to look at positive sides of things, even though if there are negative things going on in your life, just try to smile every day.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
I would probably say it was, although I probably couldn't confirm it at the time because I was very young, but I wasn't born in the U.S., so just coming over and just assimilating to the culture, the language. I came over at a very young age, pretty much right before kindergarten, so I did get all my formal education in the U.S., but at the same time, I'm sure I had a language barrier and different cultural norms, so I would say that was probably my most difficult time.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
A lot of rewarding experiences. In college, I had a good friend of mine that passed away too early. She was pretty young, and after attending services and all these things, me and other friends and family thought, it wasn't enough. We wanted to give back somehow, some way. So we did things such as create charity runs and other types of fundraisers just to give back to their family and give back to a cause. So to me, that experience, even though it was a very tragic one, it was very rewarding because we felt that we helped the family in a certain way, and we helped just the research for what she had passed away with at a young age. I felt very proud of that, I guess.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
There's a lot of different board games out there. I wouldn't say I loved one over the next. I do remember playing a lot of Monopoly. And I guess I enjoyed it because my brothers played with me. So it's just like something where you're not playing by yourself. It gets more intense and it's more fun that way. So I would say that was one of the more memorable games that I recall playing.
Who is your favorite actor?
I wouldn't say he stands tall above the rest, but probably the one that's leading would probably be Leonardo DiCaprio. He's been pretty good, good roles, and he's played them pretty well. And you can see how much effort he puts into reading roles.
What is your favorite dinner?
Favorite dinner? I'm a big fan of seafood. I like to go to the beach. So I would say something to the effect of, I know it doesn't sound good, but like all you can eat crabs or shrimp that they offer at the beach whenever I go each summer. It's a good combination of food and atmosphere and the place where you want to be. So can't go wrong with that.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Probably not super crazy, but growing up, I've always had a fear of heights, and I probably conquered that in middle school. I went up these really high stairs to a roller coaster that I didn't really want to go on. And it was also one that, it wasn't just a normal roller coaster, it also made loops and all these types of spins, and something I never did before. But through influence of friends, I had the nerve to do it, even though my legs were shaking the whole time. And that thankfully made me not fear them anymore. And to this day, I would still ride some of them just because it's very thrilling after you've conquered a fear.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
First thing I do, typically turn off my alarm clock and brush my teeth. Maybe that's two things.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
That's easy. I wish I could fly like Superman. I mean, who doesn't wish they could do that? Get to a place faster and for free. You don't have to pay these airline fees, baggage fees.
Why did you choose the family business as your career or line of work?
I would say I didn't really choose it. It was more like the right thing to do. I've hopped around different jobs ever since graduating, and it was always there, and I always had the customer service background in previous positions, so I knew I could handle phones, I knew I could handle face-to-face with customers, I knew I could sympathize and help people resolve, whether it's employees or customers, resolve whatever issues they have, and mainly helping out family, which is pretty important to me, even though it might not be what I'm going to do for the rest of my life, but just being able to help while they're around is why I guess chose.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
I think what's most interesting is always the different types of people and personalities that you have to deal with, and I'm not saying in a bad way that you have to deal with, but just finding out personally what certain people's hobbies are, or just getting to know them outside of just the business, and building those relationships.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be? Why would you choose this career?
Career-wise is kind of what I went to school with for. I mentioned way back earlier, I always grew up playing sports and enjoying athletics, so I kind of wanted to be like a team doctor or a athletic trainer for a certain team, and that would be fun because I would still be involved in my interest in healthcare and also get to travel, because professional teams go to different cities or maybe sometimes go to different countries, and be good to explore the world in that way as well.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
Hopefully, I will be running my own business, whether it's taking over the families or starting my own in the fields that I have experience in, it's hospitality or restaurants. Hopefully, I will be married, and hopefully I'll have 2 kids. Maybe that's too specific. And I'd like to travel a little bit. Even though I have traveled a lot internationally as well as nationally, the world is so big that there's still a lot of more places that I would like to eventually go see and learn.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Even though I don't do this a lot, I do like to occasionally try to learn a new recipe, try to learn to cook. So it would be making whoever my significant other is at the time. I don't have one right now, but it would be cooking and preparing a meal with them at home, and the whole candlelight, all that jazz type of deal. It's simple, but it's what I would be interested in.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Qualities? I would like them to be similar to me in that they're pretty honest, they're independent, and confident, not changing their minds all the time or having second thoughts. Well, those are pretty much the main qualities.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
There's plenty of nice things you could do. I would probably surprise or plan something for like an anniversary where it's kind of spontaneous. I'll let her know maybe to have the whole weekend off, and then when she comes back or we both get back from work, say we're flying somewhere for the weekend and pack your bags. So I like surprises like that where it's kind of realistic, but at the same time you don't know too much about it going into it, just so you can't say no.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
There's more than one reason. Obviously, where I'm at, it's career-wise, I'm not very stable in a full-time work right now. So, Moon Ontario is one of them. And, you know, the other, when reading the ad, it also said, you know, helping other families achieve what they want. And helping others is always what's always been important to me as well. So, you know, to be honest, there's those two main reasons.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
I guess the general message that I live by is try anything once. You know, you never know if you enjoy it or if you learn something new from that experience. So give it a shot.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4300.